Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. It's been a while. We took a handful of weeks off, but we are back. Welcome back, Pastor Drew.
Thank you. Welcome back, Zach.
Thank you. We are taking on a big project here.
Yep.
On the Christian Reformed Church's website, there are 40 position statements. It takes sort of difficult topics or important topics in culture and state their position.
Right.
In a paragraph or two, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take them in alphabetical order.
Yeah, make it easy.
Yep. Take a critical eye to them and just kind of state our own positions as they align or don't.
Yeah, we'll just dissect each position statement. Is this the way we would have written them? Is there some ambiguity in terms of understanding, or mm-hmm. is it real clear? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, number one, incredibly difficult, is abortion mm-hmm. at the top of the list here. So I'm gonna read the first. There are two paragraphs that state the position. I'm gonna read the first paragraph, and then we'll offer maybe some of our critiques.
Sure.
And then we'll kind of conclude with the second paragraph because I like the second paragraph a lot, and yeah. I think it'll be a nice way to close.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do this with the most tact that we can, and the most grace. So give us grace as we navigate as well. A topic that Pastor Drew and I both feel deeply about. We both volunteer at Anchor of Hope Pregnancy Center in Sheboygan here that offers care to families or mothers who mm-hmm. have experienced pregnancies, often unwanted, and then encourage mothers to carry and pursue options other than abortion. But let's dive into the position here. It says, because the CRC believes that all human beings are image bearers of God, it affirms the unique value of all human life. Mindful of the sixth commandment, you shall not murder, the church condemns the wanton or arbitrary destruction of any human being at any stage of its development, from the point of conception to the point of death. The church affirms that an induced abortion is an allowable option only when the life of the mother-to-be is genuinely threatened by the continuation of the pregnancy.
There's a lot of obvious stuff there for those of us who are familiar with the Christian faith. Obviously, the sixth commandment is a good one to quote, you shall not commit murder. I think it's helpful to point out, even though this is perhaps obvious, that we do believe that a life is constituted at conception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's important. That's a point of disagreement in our culture today.
And the position statement articulates that.
And it articulates that.
From conception, beginning at conception.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the line that we maybe want to discuss a little bit more is that last one.
Yeah.
That the church does affirm that an induced abortion is an allowable option only when the life of the mother-to-be is genuinely threatened by the continuation of the pregnancy. So do you have any thoughts on that?
This is where we struggled.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand what it's saying. So the church affirms that an induced abortion, and what we're understanding, and we're not sure, but what we're understanding by induced abortion is taking medical steps to start the birth process,
right,
even before viability of the child in the mother's womb.
As opposed to going in and destroying
right.
the life right. inside of the mother.
We're not. What we're understanding here is that we're not taking the life, but we're encouraging the birth, even though we know it's unlikely the child will be able to live
right.
outside the womb. And that process is only allowable, and it says, when the life of the mother-to-be, I don't like that word mother-to-be. If we believe that the life began at conception, it should just say mother. She's already the mother of that living child in
sure.
her womb. But forgetting that for now. Only when the life of the mother is genuinely threatened by the continuation of the pregnancy. So not some small health concerns,
yep.
not some economic concerns. We're talking about the life of the mother is threatened genuinely. So then we really struggled with that. And I don't know what Boy, I hope that's not a decision that my family ever has to make, and I don't know what decision we would make. It would be so hard to ever make a decision that you knew your child wouldn't live through.
Right.
But man, I hope I never have to do that.
Yeah. So just to kind of clarify what it's saying there, I mean, the ethical decision here is that you do have two lives in the equation here.
Mother and child.
And this gets back to the induction thing, too. Either the child is not going to be viable at that point outside of the mother, in which case, if the mother is genuinely threatened and she's going to die anyway, you're going to lose both lives.
Yep.
Or the child is at least potentially viable outside of the mother, and you're speeding things up a little bit because the mother is in danger of death if the pregnancy goes on longer. And so it's one of those difficult ethical decisions, but rather than focusing on the risks, I mean, I would focus on we're doing the best we can to preserve the life that we can.
Yeah.
Whether that's mother or whether that's mother and child, correct?
Yeah. It's still a decision about the sanctity of human life.
Yes. And it's always erring on the side of saving the life.
Right. That line is the most difficult for us. This last paragraph, I think, is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to spend a little bit of time here, too. It says, the church calls believers to show Christian compassion and to offer support to those experiencing unwanted pregnancies, as well as those who have undergone abortions. Further, it calls believers to speak out against the atrocity of abortion, to promote action and legislation that reflect the teaching of Scripture regarding the sanctity of human life, and to reject all violence against those who perpetrate abortion. There's a lot here.
There is.
This gets really pastoral, but a number of things off the bat. We ought to show compassion to those experiencing unwanted pregnancies.
Yes.
That means the church ought to have foster parents. The church ought to have adoptive parents. The church ought to have nursing staff and care to women who maybe can't afford appropriate care with an unwanted pregnancy. We ought to be teachers to new mothers who weren't prepared for a pregnancy and are now pregnant, so that they might become prepared to be mothers. It also says that we should show Christian compassion to those who have undergone abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's difficult too, but we ought to show love and compassion to people who have made those decisions in their past, because they too are forgiven by Jesus the same way that we are. And should be enfolded into our care and our congregations. It also says we should speak out against the atrocity of abortion. I'm thankful for the many pastors and people who stand outside of facilities and make their voices heard. But it says that we should make those voices heard in appropriate ways. So we should, of course, ask for legislation that protects life. And in asking for the protection of life, we should condemn violence against abortion perpetrators, right? We don't attack abortion doctors. We don't bomb abortion facilities because that's not protecting human life anymore.
Initiating violence and initiating harm is never part of the Christian program. So,
yep.
I think that's very consistent. I want to go back to the first part of it, sure. Offering compassion to those who find themselves with unwanted pregnancies, pregnancy before marriage in the church, whether they're wanted or not, women who have, and men, who have undergone abortions. I'm thinking, you know, what's the alternative to showing love and mercy and compassion? And that is to kind of, as a church, engage in the shaming of those individuals. And I think that's where the church maybe has erred on the side of being harsh in the past, and maybe still does. But, you know, speaking the truth in love is an application to these sins and these situations. And, you know, you can be firm in that something is wrong and still extend all the love and compassion, sure, and mercy that that is warranted for the situation.
Sure. This is a pertinent discussion now with the movie Unplanned being in theaters. Mm. I think talking about having compassion for those experiencing unwanted pregnancy or to those who have undergone abortions in their past, I have not seen the movie. I have decided not to because I know how I feel. I'm very convicted about how I feel about abortion. Seeing the movie won't make me feel more convicted that abortion's wrong. I already feel that it's a wrong thing. It's a taking of a human life.
Mm-hmm.
But it would inflame my passions, I think, to a degree that wouldn't be helpful.
For you.
For me. And for other people, it might be informative. I don't want to make that decision for you. But I want to be careful about how we promote these movies and talk about them in our circles. There are people in our communities who have undergone abortion and who will hear us discuss the atrocities and how disgusted we are at the process, as we should be. And unknowingly, we're being very, as uncompassionate a word. It makes me nervous. And I know we can't tiptoe around everything and be politically correct about every conversation. And we ought to talk and we ought to argue against the atrocity of abortion. But I want to be careful about the way that this movie inflames our passions. Okay. So it's a good thing for people to see. I'm glad that Christian movies are in theaters, and I'm glad that we have these options. But I want to be careful about how we let it change the way we talk and how we let it inflame our passions.
I don't plan to see Unplanned either. For some of the same reasons you mentioned, I don't think it's going to change my perspective. However, at the same time, and I think you said this too, if this is a movie that's going to change some hearts,
yeah,
and
that's great,
to bring people into an alignment with the sanctity of life, I think that's wonderful.
That's great. And I'm not condemning the movie altogether.
Okay. I agree. We have to be a little bit sensitive to what different people have gone through experience-wise when we're just kind of making broad judgments about things, yeah, and whether we're touting something or condemning something. So I can see that.
If you've experienced an unwanted pregnancy or an abortion, there's a number of resources in this area,
yep,
that are helpful. We mentioned Anchor of Hope Pregnancy Center already. They provide free STI screenings, free ultrasounds. They have classes for parents. They have resources like diapers, baby clothes, toys for parents. Mary's Room is another great resource that offers resources, baby clothes, same things, toys, diapers for parents. Safe Harbor is a place if your unwanted pregnancy has caused some division in a relationship, where you can get some aid as a woman. These are all resources available right in Sheboygan County here. If you're listening to us away from here, I'm sure those things exist. I would encourage you to look them up and be as safe and informed as you can as you make decisions about human life. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week with another position statement.